For the next 5 weeks, an exhibit of photographs at the Corcoran Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. will show in black and white and color what a combination of modern medicine and the human spirit can accomplish in Africa, Asia, and around the world. Magnum Photo sent a team of noted photographers to 9 countries to document what free antiretroviral drugs have meant in the lives of more than 30 AIDS victims and their families. The drugs are given through the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. Steve McCurry is one of those photographers. He joined us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Tell us about the two people in particular that you spent time with in Vietnam.
The first family, the father had, several years ago, had been a miner, gold mine. And the miners, his fellow miners, told him that in order to ward off malarial mosquitoes, if he took opium, this would be a cure and a preventative measure. So he took the opium, smoked the opium, and eventually the opium turned into heroin and they started injecting. So he got infected. I spent time with him back in December of last year, and the man could barely get out of bed. 4 months later, after this treatment kicked in, we went, visited him. He was back at work. He had a sense of humor that had returned. The other family wasn't so fortunate. Yeah. The man started his treatment late. This past winter was very cold in Vietnam because his resistance was so low. He got TB and died.
A few years ago, you might have approached these individuals as doomed people.
I was a little bit apprehensive to actually even do the project, to actually spend that kind of time with somebody, to spend several weeks in very close proximity. You're in a very intimate situation. But once I was inside the home and got to know them, and people would come by, and it all seemed so normal after a while and very matter of fact. I think my pictures in the beginning were more the place, what the place looked like. Towards the end, it was more of a kind of a feeling of what it was like to be in this situation, to be in this on your deathbed.
When you have an assignment like this, and I recognize that, of course, you've very famously have had assignments all around the world and perhaps nothing exactly like this, but how do you approach people and persuade them that this is worthwhile for them to do?
I mean, after doing this for 30 years and working in all sorts of situations, you understand a certain psychology and a certain body language. And often when I'm working on the street, photographing people, making portraits of people, this all has to happen in a matter often of a minute or two. So we had the luxury in this case of working for several weeks.
Did anyone ever say to you, how will that help me? Why should I do this?
They never actually said that. I think they agreed in the beginning that we would be part of their program, their treatment. One of our subjects had infected his young 19-year-old wife. And the day that she went to the hospital to get her report, we went with her. And she was informed there that she was given the test that she was HIV positive. And I could just see the expression on her face. She was completely devastated. I was there with my camera, and I just knew that I had to record this. I felt, and one part of me felt terrible, but I thought, you know, this is important to tell this story. She never once said, you know what, this is a private moment. Could you put the camera down? She never said that.
Pictures from Rwanda, Vietnam, where you were, India, Russia, and other places, kind of reverses the trajectory. Although there are certainly instances of human devastation and destruction, what you really see are pictures where you begin with somebody who is suffering and ravaged, and in the last photograph, they're healthier. They're making a life for themselves.
Yeah, that was very encouraging that this treatment, maybe even 8 times out of 10 can save people's lives. That's a huge, that's a really, it's a good bet. It's shocking how simple the solution is. This antiretroviral treatment, if taken in a proper way, given proper health care at home, these people can go from being on the brink of death and resumed a reasonably normal life. So it's amazing.
Mr. McCurry, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Steve McCurry is a photographer with Magnum Photos, and once the exhibit leaves the Corcoran, access to life will travel overseas.